This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A new survey found that 71% of Americans are guilty of procrastinating.
Well, yeah.
And
I didn't participate in the study.
I'm about to say 29% are lying. Everybody doggone procrastinates. But the question is that what are you doing instead of what you're supposed to be doing? And that's where the meat's at.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
Procrastination. 10 things Americans would rather do than their to-do list. How I did it yesterday. I managed to do laundry, fold laundry, take Henry out for many walks. Took out garbage and recycling, cleaned the bathroom, but decided I couldn't be bothered with steaming the floors. So, we sat on the balcony while one of us drank whiskey and the other watched pretty women walk up and down the street. Just kidding. We both did all of that.
His dog drinks whiskey?
He does now, right? Yeah.
Ah, it's impressive.
It's a classy, classy dog.
Yeah. Well, he's got, I mean, a name like Henry. I wouldn't be shocked if that dog drinks scotch.
That's what BD has to offer, you know?
Yeah. Neat. You can put an ice cube in there, man.
Neat, exactly.
Drinks it right.
Yeah. He likes it peaty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what Americans would rather do than basically the things on their to-do list. When you guys find yourself procrastinating, you're putting things off, what do you tend to be doing in place of what you're supposed to be doing?
Whatever I want.
Yeah.
Damn right.
So either I'm drawing or playing the bass. But it's too fun. So I'm like, yeah, I'll get to the stuff.
I would say it's probably a screen. Either watching something on the tube or just scrolling through my phone and be like, God damn it, I just lost half an hour.
Bottom of the list is going for a drive. 20% of people said that they'll go for a drive instead of doing what they have on their list.
Damn.
I don't mind a drive, but it's never my motivation like, hey, let me just jump in the car and go for a drive.
Well, because it takes you 30 minutes to get to a relaxing area to drive.
Yeah.
Because you got to sit in traffic, so to me that's not relaxing.
Right.
It's like that's running errands.
I guess if I don't even know if I'd count that. If you're just going out for a drive, that to me is like me going out for a walk. Like you're just trying to kind of clear your head.
Yeah. Right. Go shopping is actually next on the list, Miles. 28%
yeah,
of people
that.
Go shopping.
Which, yeah.
It's weird as the older I get, going grocery shopping, you know, other than the bill at the end of it, is it's just a nice reset. Walking through the aisles,
I
getting
disagree.
What I need. No?
You know what I do, Mike? I go to the grocery store, I come back, I get all the food in there.
Yeah.
I normally go in the morning, and I come home in the afternoon. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and eat.
I'm going to order a pizza.
Now that I have all this food, I'm going to probably...
See, look, I'm guilty. Yeah, exactly. I did it yesterday. Got to the grocery store. Girl,
I'm not cooking.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I bought all this food.
I did the same thing. Got all this stuff. I was like, I'm going to make this fancy dinner. And then I kept watching football. I was like, Dad, let's go order a pizza.
Yep.
30% of people said that they'll just go for a walk.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Need to get my head right before I get around these chores, you know?
No, I'm not going to go out there and think about the chores I don't feel like doing.
That's right. what Americans would rather do other than their to-do list? 31%, nothing at all.
Sometimes just nothing.
That to me is like the, if you're, sometimes you don't realize you're trying to do it. So it's like, what did you accomplish? Like, well, nothing. I just kind of was sitting there.
Right. I just disassociated there for a little while. I just kind of went into the nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm evaporated. I don't know. It's a weird list. Like, because there's not, like, good ways to procrastinate.
Right.
There's not. You know, I mean, I've sat in the dining room, stared at the kitchen, go, God, the kitchen's a mess.
Some go and take a nap.
Okay.
I've done that. When you look, especially when your list is so long, the number of things that you've got to do, like, I don't have enough energy for this yet. I'm just going to go take a nap. And then I wake up and I panic a little bit, but it doesn't take that much time to do what I want to do. And that was another stat that was on this list, is that usually when they actually do knuckle down and do what it is that they have to do, there it is, 1 in 5 actually found the tasks that they've been putting off always take a shorter amount of time than they expected it to.
Most things are not as bad as you pretend they're going to be.
Right.
And I'm very committed to, on the weekends, my thing is, like, I go through my visual reminder the night before. When I get up, I just start.
Right.
That's always my thing. And I'm like, look, I feel better getting out of bed and just doing the scrap. Now I can be grumpy. I can drink coffee, smoke a few cigarettes, but it is done. I hate stuff hanging over my head.
I feel it.
You ever do the thing where, like, I've done it on the weekends where it's like I wake up early, but I'm like, I don't really feel like getting up yet. And then same thing. I'll sit there and watch a soccer game or something. It's like, well, I should have just gotten up and did what I had to do.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Exactly. 33% of people would rather grab a bite to eat.
Well, yeah, always.
Might as well just go grab lunch real fast.
Sure.
If you put up, hey, let's grab lunch versus any chore, I'd rather go eat lunch.
I feel like that's one of those things, too, where, like, that's, like, good level of procrastination. Like, well, we got a lot of stuff to do, but we can't do it on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Let's go get lunch.
55% of people admit that they're more likely to put things off if they're hungry.
And then also, like, well, we should get a couple of drinks. It just takes the edge off.
Right.
And it becomes this whole thing.
It'll be more fun when we're drunk.
But also, when you're doing stuff, people get hangry.
They do.
That is very true.
Then you have to rush to find food close instead of going probably where you've liked to.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You just make that the first priority. Go there first.
Eat first. 39% of people, instead of doing their chores, will just lay in their beds.
Well, sure.
That's also kind of on the same tip of doing nothing. You're just kind of zoning out.
No, but I'm laying in my bed. See, I'm doing nothing if I sit on the sofa and I'm not doing anything. Laying in bed, like, no. I'm laying in bed.
I'm resting.
That is my something.
Hey. Yeah. 43% of people scroll through their social media. They'll scroll on their phone. And I have found that the problem with most of my social media is it has all become overly advertised. There's all kinds of ads.
God, yeah.
There's pages that I did not subscribe to that are recommended that I don't care about, that I just end up scrolling by. It's never my friends' updates anymore. My Twitter's been inundated with a bunch of garbage. My Instagram is the same situation. I have found that I will burn more time than anything else on TikTok. It's just these short little 30 to 60 second videos of people doing stupid things. Yeah, and there's some ads in there as well. There's some repeat stuff in there as well.
Oh, I hear that between my wife and my son, man. And you're right, it's like 30 seconds, and I just hear the music in the background, stops abruptly, then a different song, and they're just staring down at their phones, and maybe one out of every 20 videos that they think I need to see.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what's up with the other 19? They're like, that kind of sucked. I'm like, but you're just sitting there watching and not enjoying it.
Because it's also that amount of... It's kind of like watching a football game.
All right.
Okay? You got to watch this play. It's a really great play. What about the other 19 plays of this drive? Well, they...
Yeah.
You know, they were fine. They got 2 yards out of it.
I get stuck watching people that cook on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, wow. Let's see what he's cooking next.
Your boy, cooker of deliciousness.
Yeah, like I watch his, or like we like the Cajun guys.
Yep.
I'm like, ooh,
hey, dude.
Gator. I'm gonna have to see how he cooks this.
And then it's in case I buy myself some gator.
Right. Like, when am I ever gonna have a gator on a smoker? I'm not.
For Christmas, I'm getting you a smoker and a gator. Let's do it.
Get it done, Ted.
It's like, oh, that's how you prepare it.
Of course.
Like, take a note.
That's what I would do.
Right? I would score it first. Yeah, that makes sense.
Is he going to wrap it up in the blanket and put it in the ice chest? Good.
Right, I mean, look, you even asked me about barbecue stuff. Most of my barbecue knowledge just comes from watching barbecue people do stuff.
Absolutely. So some of the strange things, when asked the smallest or strangest things that they procrastinated, Americans outline scenarios such as washing their hair, using the restroom, trimming their toenails. Again, they're doing all this instead of their to-do list.
I thought you said procrastinating on going to the bathroom.
Right. Making phone calls.
The only time I really procrastinate on going to the bathroom sometimes is during sports.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It's like, I'll just wait. And then you forget, like, that halftime was really, or that commercial break was quick. And then it's like, all right, I'm going to wait till halftime and just unleash hell.
I'll do it in the morning, just before I wake up. Like, I can hold this pee for five more.
I got this. That, Miles, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, I mean,
That's true, man.
For whatever reason, I'm just like, all right, just you can get be like, up. You're going to feel so much better.
Like King Kong fingering it at 3 in the morning, and you're like, yeah, I'm going back. I'm not going to poop myself.
Some other honorable mentions is they say that some people will work out, which that to me is something on
that
my to-do
seems
list.
Productive. Yeah. Right.
And then catch up on work is also on there, which, again,
I mean,
that's on my to-do list. I get in here early because it's like, oh, crap, I got some extra work in here that I have to get done.
Yeah.
I can't procrastinate because I have to do more.
They put a timeline on that.
Right.
Yes, Odyssey, I know I'm supposed to do that, whatever trainer. I've been ignoring you for months.
Right.
But the deadline you put on it, well, it used to be super far away. I have not checked to see when I have to get it done. But they'll send me the angry, all caps and red reminder when I get there.
Yeah.
To me, it's like hitting snooze. Like, yeah, I know I'm supposed to get up right now.
Exactly.
But you guys always send a follow-up email like, look, God damn it.
I also know everything that's going to be in there. I tested it one time.
Oh, did you?
I did. I know everything that's going to be in there because it's obvious. I'm not an idiot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then the number one thing, I'll tell you at the break, and the number one thing that Americans would rather do than their to-do list, you guys guessed it, it's watching TV and movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sports. I'm doing things that I want to do. I don't want to do my to-do list. It's my weekend. And yeah, I know it's my only time to get my to-do list done. I don't want to do it.
But it's tough. It's like, I can vacuum or finish this episode of The Boys. I mean, do we have to do the math on this?
It's also weird, too, with sports, because, like, I definitely procrastinate watching them. But also, like, we talk about, like, I hate folding laundry.
Yep.
Right? It's easy to do laundry. But if it's Thursday night and there's an NFL game on, then I'll just pull it all out in the living room.
Yeah.
Like, well, now this is simple.
Dude, absolutely. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Fold the laundry. It's easy during the football game.
Just because my wife, she sent me a text earlier. She was doing laundry all weekend, but she didn't feel like folding it.
Sure.
Well, the kids went back to school today. I'm at work. So she already texted me, like, I binged all the shows that I like that
atta
I know
girl.
You make fun of. I folded it all. But she's like, look, if the TV didn't work or something, the laundry would never be folded.
Nope.
And I completely get it.
Yeah.
You need a distraction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.